Good morning, church.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, God. So when you hear the word king, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? Now, if you can't cheat because today is, you know, King Sunday and say, well, Jesus, of course. Most of us, me included, when I hear king, I right away start thinking about the soap opera coverage of the royals in Britain and that king. That's who I think of. And that's kind of a problem for me because I started speculating that probably if I were to go on Jeopardy, well, maybe not me, but somebody were to go on Jeopardy and they would know more about the topics of the British king than they would about King Jesus. That was a stark realization to me as I considered the fact that's probably true of myself as well. So last week we talked a little bit about the changes that will come with Advent, and I cannot believe that next Sunday is Advent 1. And each year we read a different gospel. This year, past year, we've been reading B, which is where we focus on Mark's gospel. And then beginning next week, we'll be, Advent has some different readings, but for the most of the year of year C, imagine that, A, B, C, we will read mostly from Matthew. So, with all that in mind, I also want to remind you that people ask me this all the time. Okay, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, but what about John? Why doesn't he get a year? Well, John's gospel is written so differently and the whole style and the message is so different that it's not one of the synoptic gospels. And the synoptic gospels are the ones that basically say kind of the same thing in different ways. Some of them say things that aren't in other ones. But overall, they follow the same sort of storyline about what Jesus did and who he was. But John goes way, way different. And John is very intentional about making sure that people know that Jesus is the Savior, the Son of God, and the way to salvation. So today we read John, and this question is posed: are you the King of the Jews? Jesus answered, do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me? You say that I am king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Right there, Jesus is telling exactly what it is that he wants the world to know, to testify to the truth. Mark says, Jesus replies, it is as you say. And Matthew says, Jesus replies, you say that I am a king. And Luke replies, yes, what you say is true. John is the one that really gets serious about how Jesus avoids answering the question, are you a king? And this is one of those places where I wish that they'd put a little bit another line in about why they said what they said, so that I would know, well, why does one say that it is as you say? And one say, well, no, what do you know? Maybe not, but maybe not. I'm not going to tell you. But who do you think that I am? And that brings up for me a question of Jesus asking me, who do you think I am? Well, that's a question. So just for a second, I want to just talk about the different Gospels and what their focus is, just for a second. When we read Matthew, it's important that we understand that Jesus is from the house of David, and Matthew wants to make sure that the genealogy is correct and in print, because that's part of the prophecy. And Jesus comes to fulfill the prophecy of a Messiah. And Mark, he wants to know how Jesus alleviated suffering or was concerned about suffering, how Jesus felt, and how he came for salvation to save not just the world, but all of us as well. And then Luke, wants to know to make sure that we know we're not lost, that Jesus searches us out and comes to us when we feel lost and gathers us back in as our good shepherd. And so we know again that to say that John emphasizes that Jesus is God and that Jesus is the Lamb of God that gives us eternal life. My kingdom is not from this world, Jesus says. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. I thought of that statement a little bit differently when I was preparing for today. I never quite thought about that, you know, a whole bunch of people could have come and snatched Jesus away from this. But that's not what Jesus instructed them to do, and it's not what Jesus came for. It's interesting, though, that on the cross we have the words, Jesus, King of the Jews. And all four Gospels make note of that. They are pretty similar. Matthew is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Mark is the King of the Jews. Luke is the King of the Jews, and John, of course, has to go a step further and state that it was written in four different languages, Hebrew, Latin, and Greek, three different languages, excuse me. And it's only Jesus who records what Pilate's interaction was with the chief priests about changing the inscription on the cross. They weren't happy with that title being publicly posted. And they wanted to change it. The Jews wanted it to say, this man said, I am the King of the Jews. It's a whole lot different. Pilate said, no. Not happening. What is written, what I've written is written. And so in spite of all the protests by the Jewish leaders, it was declared to the world that right there, the King of the Jews was dying for us. The book of Revelation twice describes Jesus as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Especially when he returns to earth, he will return as a judging king, a loving and judging king. And just for fun, I love to go on Google and just look at stuff, see what people have to say. So I Googled the image of Christ the King. Wow. They have Jesus with this huge, I guess, crown on his head that really looks more like a bishop's mitre and all these fancy liturgical things. And there are a few that have him as a warrior in full armor. Both of which I find to be completely contradictory to who it was Jesus said he was. But that's Google. It does seem that at least some of the church still expects that. Some of the church longs for the kind of king, that the same kind of king that they longed for in biblical times. But for me, what this actually comes down to, the bottom line, is that it's a personal decision to believe that Jesus is the King of your heart. The King of your heart. And that Jesus is our Savior, and Jesus should be the power that we look to in our lives. Is Jesus the King of your heart? What does that mean to you? That's a question that I think maybe I need to ask myself every day, especially as we start preparing for all these things for the holidays and I get these texts of, what do you want to do for Christmas? What do you want to do for Thanksgiving? I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. What do we want to do for Jesus? There are a lot of great hymns about all kinds of things in our hymnal, and Patty has a great repertoire of wonderful music. But a good old favorite of mine is the one that starts out, "What child is this?" And the second verse is, This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Haste to bring all that we have, all the honor that we can muster to this little baby that we will celebrate in a few weeks, who grew into a man who died for us and promises us something greater than we can imagine. Amen. Let's stand and profess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God.